we want to focus right now on handling the situation with the COVID-19 and COVID-20, with the least possible damage to companies' operations. Right now, we face a very big challenge all companies are facing, and I think this also may help the freight market. We are facing a lot of delays in various parts of the world with crewing matters, with changes of crew, with the testing of the crew, with delays in ports to berth before they test the crew. Also with the limitation of the ports around the world where we can make crew changes because of strict regulations and the non-availability of flights, international flights. We also, I'm very disappointed to say that the owners are not having the support of charterers when it comes down to social responsibility into the well-being of seafarers. We have to face all the costs ourselves, which, I mean, is the least. But here we have lack of cooperation by many charterers, including major ones, when there is a need to make a small deviation from the intended route in order to disembark our crew and put on board fresh crew. Even big names, big charterers, that they should have supported such small deviations, of course, at owner's cost, they are not willing to collaborate and to assist because they need their cargo faster in the destination, and they are creating a lot of hassle and a lot of problems to the owners to make such small deviations, which are primarily due to compassionate reasons and humanitarian reasons for our crew. I think this is a time bomb for the shipping industry. It will explode one day and it will hit all of us. It may kill all of us one day, what is happening right now. And it's not good for the major charterers only to put it in their reports, and mention the social responsibility that they have and how well they feel about the well-being of the crew and all the people associated in the chain of sea transportation. And these principles that they state in their brochures and in their code of ethics, they don't pass it on to their chartering departments, who are resisting whenever owner is asking to make a small deviation for crew changes. I think there is a lot of hypocrisy in the market. We all need to sit down together and cooperate in order to save a time bomb that is going to hit the world transportation chain. So I have seen only two or three charters really understanding the problem and operating. The good names like Cargill or Bungie, they are doing their best to assist. But there are some other names that we are really disappointed. And I consider this as the biggest problem of the shipping industry for the next 6 to 12 months. People have at the for people, they have to make an effort to assist owners in order the crews that they are on board more than 12 or 14 months to get relief and to go back to their homes, and the new crew to be able to join the vessels. Otherwise, things will explode, I'm afraid. And I want to say these things that you know, we all have to face our social responsibilities, not only the owner himself, that he can do it. We need the cooperation of all the parties, the cargo owners, the charterers, everyone.